You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Well, my goodness gracious, let me tell you the news. My head's been wet with the midnight dew. I've been down on bended knee, talking to the man from Galilee. He spoke to me with a voice so sweet, I thought I heard the shuffle of angels feet. He called my name and my heart stood still when he said, John, go do my will. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Well, you may throw your rock, hide your hand, working in the dark against your fellow man. But as sure as God made black and white, what's done in the dark will be brought to the light. You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.
Well, welcome to the Ralph Winroad Show. This is Ralph Kermit Winroad II coming to you live out of Alaska. Our republic's been overthrown. Oh, it's all there. But we, the people of these United States, the sovereign countries, called the several states, we don't have a clue who we are. Because they don't tell us. It's a con. It's a great big con. John in California, you got a question or comment before we get started here?
Yeah, Ralph, can you hear me?
I can.
Good, good, okay. I was having trouble there at one point when I was waiting, and I thought I'd lost the signal. But anyway, you had talked last week, you kind of mentioned it in passing, that the IRS is always trying to get us to admit that we are citizens of the United States, you know, vis-a-vis the W-9 form and, you know, various other documents.
Right.
And your conclusion was is that that statement of citizenship, lowercase c, capital U.S., citizen of the United States, which makes us, puts us right in the path of having to pay federal income tax. And I was just wondering, is there some short as opposed to a bunch of steps? Well, I don't care, whatever it takes, but there's some way I could prove this for myself. How do I know that's true? I've never seen that, or doesn't.
Well,
it
takes several things. It's a good question. I'm working on modules to put this together, because it comes out of the 1935 Act on income tax, which is only for citizens of the United States, and it comes out of the Public Salary Act of 1939, and then it comes out of the Buck Act, which is again only for citizens of the United States, and we get these things through the legislative history, also through the Social Security Act The legislative history goes right into it. It talks about the employers' contribution by and through the state plan that they coerced every state into getting because, oh, we have this unemployment. Would you rather go to work and have somebody get around and withhold money? So what they do is under the excise, the Constitution of the United States, under an excise tax, the employer, and it says it in plain English, it's an excise tax. What I didn't know was quite interesting is that when the Constitution was actually printed, they didn't print it the way it was initially approved. They added they changed a little bit of it inadvertently or on accident. I don't know. But anyway, they come under the excise tax. So what the employer is doing is called an excise tax to make it constitutional because it is a privilege to be a citizen of the United States, which they go into in the legislative. But what's really interesting is the employer, it is a privilege to be an individual to work for the employer, as though it you are. And what do they call the donation that you make on what you think is an annuity or a retirement? They call that a federal income tax. And they go further. There is a Supreme Court case, which without this legislative history to find it, clarifies who has federal income tax. And it lists out all kinds of things. And it don't have anything to do with you or me or the kitchen sink.
Oh, which case is that? Do you know offhand?
I can look it up here in a minute. So anyway, while we're talking about that, so then we have the income tax, which is defined under the Buck Act, and that's only for citizens of the United States. See, Congress can only legislate for citizens of the United States. They cannot legislate for citizens of the several states.
Okay, well, that's true. But what always comes into play, Ralph, on I'm not playing devil's advocate here, but what they'll always say is that, for instance, you go in for jury duty, and they keep asking this question, we assume you're all citizens of the United States, and I'm the only one that raises my hand and says I'm not volunteering for that, no, and I don't believe
it. Okay, how you do that, how you believe it, you have to do this by evidence. I have a status which I need to modify with this other national. You put it into the public record under evidence rule 901 number 7 that you are a citizen of California or whatever.
Right.
That becomes self-authenticating. They cannot prove you're a citizen of the United States. That's a felony under 18 U.S.C. 911. It's a bunch of nonsense, but you have to have evidence of it. So you have to say, hey, I'm not one of those sheep over there. I'm a citizen of one of the several states, and you put it into the public record. And that becomes evidence then that you can, and they don't want to talk about it because they can't. Okay, that's one of the things. Then you need to change the voter registration, which I'm going to get to here in a minute to the show here with time because under this thing, you go and you register to vote as a citizen of California. Now, I've done that in Alaska. I've changed it, and I shoved their nose in it, and I gave them a copy of the public thing. Oh, okay, there's no problem. I even went over on the driver's license, and I didn't change that one. I did it right in front of the gal. Said you got to be a citizen of the United States. And I changed it, scratched it out. I said, citizen of Alaska. You got any problem with that? Nope. Of course, they know who I am. Yeah, I was wanting to say, come on, take me on. They wouldn't do it. Now, there are states like Rapids in Minnesota, and there's some people in California, and they won't do it. But the thing you have to understand is if you're going to take these guys onto court, I can give away research documents. But you have to have a basic understanding, and it takes a lot of work to get the basic understanding because at some point you'll probably end up in court, and they will run over you unless you have a really good understanding of what's going on because this is what they do. These are liars and thieves.
Right, right, yeah. And your comments about an employer versus employee, I forget the exact sections of the code. It's not under 7701 in the definitions.
It's
3200 or something like that.
No, it's 6331, and it's only about government folks. And then it goes to 3402D, which is the employer. The employer is strictly only government folks, which goes right back to the Public Salary Act.
Therefore, the employee is an employee of the federal government, right? By definition.
Well, they're putting us there, and how do we get there? Because you signed up for it. I've done it. I signed up to be a citizen of the United States many times, and there are certain things, if you're going to go there, that it's called the law of necessity. We're not going to get this thing overturned overnight, I guarantee you. But what we have to do is to get people to quit being lukewarm, get some knowledge and facts, and then go fight these bastards. For number one, never vote for a Democrat. I don't care who they are. They are liars. They all stick together. So that's the first rule. Is a Republican any better? Well, I tell you what, it's better than the devil.
A dime's worth a difference, that famous guy once said,
Yeah. So, but it takes some understanding, and that's why this National Voter Registration Act is such a killer, because it takes state of the United States, and it says means, and it says it's for citizens of the United States. Well, guess what? And it also says for state elections in this brief, this National Voter Registration ain't got one damn thing to do with the public officers of California. So how in the hell do you get them elected? You ain't got none. And why? Because it's called State of the United States. And if you want to get into it, I'm not the greatest English guy, I guarantee you. I did great in math and science when I took the SAT test. But the greatest definition that I have seen is 26 CAL California 161. It's Bourlan versus Hildereth
Bourlan.
Yeah, if you want to see these stuff, just the stuff on my show, mention what it is and send me an email at irs@alaskaminuteman.com, and I'll send it to you. If you listen to the show, you ask, you'll get it.
All right. And look, I'll let you get...
It goes into the subject, the predicate, and the object of sentences, and it does one whale of a job, of the best job that I've found in understanding this stuff.
Okay, I appreciate that. Look, I'll let you... Thanks for your explanation. I know you want to get on with your show, and if you ever get around to putting something in writing in explanatory form, you know...
Well, I've got a lot of these in these briefs. Are you a member of the IRS list?
Yes.
Okay, well,
I was going to amend it and tell you, you know, send an email and tell you that I'm still interested, but I won't have the financial means to deal with it until next year.
You have to send it at irs@alaskaminuteman.com, and you have to tell me why, and I'll add you.
Okay.
I'm going to be sending out emails, and I'm going to give everybody till probably the end of October to deal with it. And them that don't want us, them that can't send an email and explain, or can't contribute when they should be able to, they're gone.
I'm trying to
give this stuff away. I mean, I've got so much database. If you have Skype, I got tons of stuff for people that actually are serious about researching. Don't take my word for a dang thing. Read it, understand it, call me up. We'll talk about it briefly, okay?
Thanks a lot, Ralph.
Yep. Fred in Michigan, question or comment? Fred in Michigan.
I'm here, man.
Okay, go ahead. Question, comment, or subject.
All combined. All right. We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, people is capitalized.
Yes.
People's capitalized. And going back to the Declaration, we therefore, the representatives of the United, lowercase, United. So it's like a adjective, right? United States of America. But in the Constitution proper, the bylaws of the corporation, United States, it doesn't say United States of America.
I'm going to stop United you. Don't States. Use bylaws and corporation, but go ahead.
All right. Relative to that, or pursuant to what I just stated, Article 1, Section 8, Congress shall have power to yada, 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 yada. Clause 2, a one-liner, borrow money on the credit of the United States. Now, what I have learned in my short life span is credit means things like bonds, you know.
Okay, let me stop you right there.
Let me say this. A corporation, a corporate entity, Ralph, your name in all caps, you as a corporation has a credit rating, don't you?
Oh, okay.
You have a social security
Okay, I want to stop you right here. I want to stay on subject because I have to get through this. I can't go into these other things because we're not going to get through what I'm talking about today that's important. Do you have a question or comment about the National Voter Registration Act or status? That's my question. Okay.
Okay.
I'm trying to be
rude.
No, that's okay.
No, I respect you for that, Ralph. Thank you. There was this guy, this U.S. Congressman Jones of North Carolina, and relative to some prospect for attack, I don't know if this was in conjunction with the National Defense Authorization Act.
I'm going to stop you because I can't follow what you're talking about, and neither can anybody else. So, like I say, go ahead. I appreciate you listening, but I want to get back to the subject that we have so I can lay a foundation to get to something that's extremely important. Okay?
It applies only in the District of Columbia and the federal territories, right?
Yeah, okay. All right. Thanks for calling. So, back to this. State of the United States is only for a citizen of the United States. Well, the question becomes, so there's a whole bunch of questions that you can ask. How did we get senators of the United States, representatives of the United States, before we had the Voter Registration Act, the National Voter Registration Act? How did they get there from here? That seems like a simple question. Why would we need to redefine state as a state of the United States? I thought we had the several states. The Constitution talks about the citizens of the several states, the privileges and immunities of the several states, which is your civil rights, the same as the law of nations, which has civil rights, which means contracts, commerce, and all that, whether you're domiciled in one of the several states or even in France. You have access to owning land over here, and that's called civil rights. They don't ever talk about political rights. I never want to go there. Wonder why that is. If you don't have any political rights, you have no Declaration of Independence, you have no inalienable rights, you have no Republican form of government, you have no separate branches of government. But we get back to this, what I was talking about here. We got, this is out of the Department of Justice. California says the state of California is a state of the United States. Really? And we have, with great research documents, but see, they leave out the key. When they want to do these things, but 185, A period, L period, R period, Fed, FED period, 155, they leave out Cruikshank, they leave out Slaughterhouse, but they go in and they talk about, in fact, with the cases, that the 10th Amendment is irrelevant. Really? Did you know that? Is that true? Depends on the foundation you lay for the 10th Amendment. If you are a citizen of the United States, which you read their stuff, absolutely, it means not one damn thing. It's irrelevant. They've got a section in here on the 10th Amendment. They rely on a case that's unpublished, filed by Acorn. Whoa, one of Obama's favorite things. Unpublished, that the National Voter Registration Act is constitutional. An unpublished case. Isn't that amazing? Back in a minute.
living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Okay, well, we're back here, and that's right here. They tell us what they're doing to us, yet nobody out there does anything about it. This is an argument. ACORN, the Association of Community Organizations for Reform Now. Wow. An Obama-type thing. Well, that gives me a... That ought to tell you something right there. 1995WL was Westlaw. 136913. Eastern District of Pennsylvania, 1995. Unpublished. Held. And an unpublished decision does nothing. First of all, it's in the United States District Court, which means it's garbage only in that area. And it's unpublished, so it means it's garbage. Held. Oh, wow. I'm impressed. Is constitutional over the defendant's argument that the NVRA violates the 10th Amendment and they use the United States Constitution. What is it? Don't they know it's called the Constitution of the United States? They did when they put Kavanaugh in. In support of their argument, they cite New York versus United States, 505 U.S. 144. 505 U.S. 144. And that was remanded back to the Second Circuit. And I went to find that case. For some reason, I can't find the text for it. But anyway, it says, a case in which the court said, and this is a killer, discuss the limits of congressional power under the Commerce Clause. The Commerce Clause of the Constitution, a broad and general provision compared to the more specific terms of Article 1, Section 4. The court said The defendant's Tenth Amendment argument was based on their assertion that the power to regulate registration in the manner set forth in the National Voter Registration Act was not delegated to the United States, and thus Congress had ceded, and thus exceeded Congress's congressional grant of authority. But you see this all the time. But defendants pointed to no case which either directly or by analogy supported their position. Well, whoever filed that must have been dumber than a rock. Had not heard of Cruikshank, Slaughterhouse cases. Oh, God, there's a whole ton of holdings by the Supreme Court of the United States. Well, anyway, as to the defendant's contention, the National Voter Registration Act law governs the qualifications of voters, a right specifically given to the states. The court emphasized the National Voter Registration Act does not establish who is entitled to vote, but rather establishes the method which an otherwise qualified voter must follow to exercise the right. What did they just say? Does it establish who is entitled to vote? The only people that are entitled to vote exercise suffrage in the elective franchise, of which I have Supreme Court cases on, is if you're domiciled in one of the several states and you're a citizen of that state. The voter nonsense is if the state would violate some discriminatory practice under the 13th, 14th, or 15th. And those are not even organic amendments. It says so right at the end, too. Congress may legislate, and they're called articles. Read them. They're saying right here. So why does it say citizen of the United States? Oh, because you see, when you get to be that status, because we now have the public laws of the United States of America since about 1929 or 1930, one of those 2 years, Congress is exercising plenary power for the citizens of the United States. And because we have no judicial, we have no executive, we had to make the president a federal agency in 1935. Federal agency means president of the United States. We can't make this stuff up. I mean, it's like the Land of Oz or something. They're telling us what they're doing to us. And we have agencies of which we don't elect those people. They're supposed to elect substantive regulations through the Federal Register Act, and I haven't seen one yet that has the forced effect of law. Why would I want to be elected? I'd be under regulatory authority of an agency of which I have no power. I don't know where these people live. We have no control over them at all. And yet they control the lives of citizens of the United States. See, Congress can't directly come to us. That's why all these forms, IRS and all of them, voter registration, all of them somewhere has citizen of the United States buried in it somewhere. Now, you and me, always, we're not like Esau in the Bible. He gave away his birthright, a one-time deal, and his father approved it. He's done deal. We have to expatriate in this country to lose our citizenship, our birthright. Our birthright is critical. That gives us everything we have. If you don't have your birthright, you don't have the Declaration of Independence, you don't have inalienable rights to the Creator, you got nothing.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Okay, well, back here, and the caller that was asking about that earlier, about that one legislative history thing, it is Senate Report 628, legislative history, and it was done May 13th, 1935. And what's it say? It says here, this is under Section 803 of the Revenue Act of 1934, federal income taxes are not allowed as a deduction in computing the income tax proposed by that act, since the tax on employees is a federal income tax. This section imposes an excise tax upon every employer for the privilege of having individuals in his employee. That's on page 42 of this thing. And I've looked up the 1934, and I followed that through. And the other case, we have to look at it for a minute here. I can't remember it. Let's see if I have that located. Federal income clarified. Taxes here is state and federal income. It's a Supreme Court case, but you have to have the legislative history, because it defines it out. I'll try to find it here before the close out today. And explains what the federal income tax is, and then it says it's further is clarified in this Supreme Court in the notes. It says so. Isn't that amazing? I don't got anything to do with me. And see, what I found is that the because the Supreme Court held in a Supreme Court case that income has to do with the excise tax of 1909. They can't do it, so they receded it. They gave it back to the, quote, states that are states of the United States. They receded it. I've got cases. They gave it back to them to impose on citizens of the United States to do the, quote, income tax, individual income tax. Individual means citizen of the United States. That's 5 U.S.C. 552 A2. Don't say federal income tax. It says individual income tax. And it's a citizen of the United States income tax. And if you want to be in that world, yeah, fine. I don't have a problem with it. Free country. I have no idea why a guy would want to be there, but what can I say? Different strokes for different folks. And can't find this other. I'll try to find it here. Bill, it's Halvering versus GERHARDT. That's the one that's the killer that's in this legislative history. And you have to go down to, let's see, this is 304 U.S. 405. I can say if you want these, you don't have to look them up. I'll just send them to you. But you have to send me an email at IRS at AlaskaMinuteman.com. I'll send it to anybody that's listening to the show. And you have to go down to, it's a footnote here. It's buried down in here someplace. I forget where the footnote is. It's one of the footnotes here, and it lays out all of the different ones. Yeah. The individuals, it's footnote 6. The following classes of taxpayers have been held subject to federal income tax in spite of its possible economic burden on the state. And it lists a whole bunch of cases and a whole bunch of statuses. And that is on page 6 of this thing, but it's the actual site is on page 418. So it is on page 304 U.S. 418. Footnote 6. When right above it, it says, here's the clarification of it. Did they tell you that? Mark in Florida, question, comment on the subject today?
Yes, Ralph. My first question is, if I reply, because I get your emails, if I reply to an email, do you receive it that way?
Usually I send them out under Ralph at AlaskaMinuteman.com. The best way for me to see them is IRS. That's one that I don't use because the ads pick up all of the Ralph at AlaskaMinuteman.com. That's great. The ones they add, so I get all kinds of email. But if I get one with IRS at AlaskaMinuteman.com, I don't use that to send. So therefore, the ad people, I'm under the radar.
Okay, so I'll send it to IRS. Okay.
Yep, that's the best way to get a hold of me. Yep.
Second question concerning oath without a notary in title, I think it's title 18. One is with the United States and one is without the United States.
No, that's 28. That's 28 United States Code, 1746. Those are declarations, unsworn declarations.
Right. Okay. So which one?
That's an excellent question, and I got to go back and look because it's been a while. I researched it out. I'd have to find it, but that's an excellent question because one is without the United States, one's with.
and the one without says, I swear under penalty of perjury of the United States of America.
Right.
That what I say is true.
Right. So well, obviously that doesn't sound right, does it?
Well,
because if we're under the United States of America. United States of America, the Articles of Confederation, was great. Congress in the United States of America still says so and assembled in the beginning of their bills, of their statutes, when they used to have them and still. But the problem that people don't understand is there was a, for a more perfect union, there was the Constitution of the United States, which has its operation within the several states with limited powers delegated. And D.C., Congress can do any damn thing they feel like. And their territories in possession, they can do anything they want. And outside of that, they can do. We have United States of America. It's still in existence. But there is another document called the Constitution of the United States that is supposed to control within the several states. And they have hoodwinked us because it says in the Constitution, privileges and immunities of the several states within the Constitution. That's your civil rights, that you can own property in any state and be treated the same. You don't have political rights there, but you have civil rights. And they've hoodwinked us because we all think we're citizens of the United States. And you can, it's the same as saying, I want to be the CEO of a corporation. And when you do that, you are under the plenary power of Congress that's totally operating outside the Constitution of the United States. There is no rule of law. There is no Declaration of Independence. There's no Republican form of government. Nothing. And that's what's interesting about this article I found. Well, the state said all this does is control federal elections, but it's only for citizens of the United States. So the question becomes, again, how did we elect senators to the United States, representatives, before we passed this stupid law? It's not even a law anyway. It's called a public law. How did we, it's just like, how was the real party of interest up to 1913, United States? How did the United States of America show up? These are important. Well, these are critical things.
Yeah, but it just drives my mind into madness. It's you don't know where you are, when you are, wherever you are.
Well, you have to understand, if you want to be a citizen of Florida, you need to get a public status into the public record. Most states won't do them. Alaska will. I got to redo it. I just haven't got to it yet because I've been adding things. And then you change the voter registration. And I put on there your public record. And that is self-authenticating. That draws you out of Babylon. Are we going to fix Babylon? No, it's not going to happen. But it gives you standing to go fight these liars and thieves. Because you got to read very carefully what they're doing. You go file these briefs. Well, the taxpayer did this. Wait a minute, I'm not a taxpayer. Taxpayer is defined as who? An individual or all that other nonsense? In Title 7701, Title 26. Well, individual is a citizen of the United States. That's 5 U.S.C. 552 AA2. Well, how are you supposed to know all this stuff is connected? That's why I got to get some one line so that people can see the pictures. Because unless you have done this like I do it for so long, to see it's all in code. They're speaking a special language, just like doctors have their own language, pilots have their own language, even cops or codes and all that. We don't know what the hell they're talking about. And courts is a very complex, everything has been redone. You cannot read these cases, unless you read them very, very, very carefully, because almost everything we think we know is a lie.
Well, I'm going to send you a link to a book, to a link to download it for free. So I'll look for that in your IRS file or IRS mail.
Okay. All righty.
Thank you, Ralph.
Yeah. Ken in New York, question, comment on our subject?
Yes. It's a question that sort of led up to this whole situation, where you said many times that it was Hoover that repealed, 1,006 statutes the day before Roosevelt got in, and that was National Recovery, by the way, administration.
Okay, thank you. Okay, I'm great. National Recovery.
I got the same problem.
See, I do this. I don't script my shows. I do them ad hoc. I'm all over the place.
Yes, yes, yes. I like
anyway,
my question.
Go ahead. Thank you for National Recovery Act. Yeah.
Sure. And the question is, if these were statutes that were created by Congress, they were real statutes, were they not?
We had real statutes of the United States, and then all of a sudden somewhere, I don't remember when they had, they started doing public laws, which is nonsense. Then the real killer is, though, around 1905, somewhere along in there, I could go look it up, but I don't have time to show the date. But
okay,
they started, the very beginning would say statutes, and then the next page it would say public laws of the United States of America.
Well,
or say, let me correct that. Okay. Laws of the United States of America. Then by 1929 or 1930, it no longer says statute. It just says laws of the United States of America. Well, what happened to the United States? Where did it go?
Yes, if at that particular point, if the president wasn't an agency, where did he get the authority to repeal them, that which was passed by Congress?
He didn't. But it's one big lie. The more you look right,
they just did it.
because we gave them the power as citizens of the United States. Because we don't want to be in the republic. We want to be under the plenary power, which is Congress's plantation. And absolutely, that means that Schumer and all those idiots up there are so honest that we're under whatever they are as slave masters. And we're slaves.
Every time I think about Schumer, I'm on Long Island. Every time I think about him, I feel like taking a shower afterwards. But thank you.
It's a terrible thing to say, but is there another chance of a brain tumor like McCain? It's a terrible thing to say.
Ralph, there's always hope.
Or Ginsburg. God, wait, if she croaks, wouldn't imagine another Supreme Court justice? The thing is, what one man, Trump, has done to the whole world. He is causing changes over the whole world. One man. Because we needed somebody that's got some balls. He's not a saint. I don't give a rat's rump if he got in bed with some gal. Who cares?
I get it. And I think the real thing that freaks everybody out is that he's not housebroken. They're worried about whatever he's going to do next.
Well, the bottom line is our, what we call a government, doesn't exist. It's been overthrown, and we did it. You and I did it. We keep signing up to give them power. And now Trump, he's not got to the real roots of it, but he's bringing things back. And what I'm trying to do is to show people the root of the tree. I've searched on so many limbs, just like I found out there's not one person in all of Alaska that's got an oath of office. Nobody has a civil commission. The state of Alaska is not even one of the several states. I got all this stuff, all documented from them in their stuff. But the question is, how in the hell did we get here? The root of the tree is you and I said we are citizens of the United States. Until we get our status, our Constitution was formed by the citizens of the several states. 1879. And until we find out who we are and get back to that, we are agreeing to turn it over to Congress and let them do whatever they want.
The problem is one generation forgets what the other one does to the next. Short attention spans.
Well, this started back in the 1850s, and they got the Civil War started. Then they screwed the Negroes under the thing of slavery. Slavery's bad, of course. Nobody wants to be a slave. But then they did the 14th, which didn't change a damn thing. Crookshank and Slaughterhouse says that. And I got if anybody wants to see it, I've got it documented in a congressional record of 1938. They lined out what the constitutional rights of a citizen of the United States are. There is no right of the elective franchise. There's no right of suffrage. And that's what this other document, it says, well, it doesn't tell you who's entitled to vote. Voting is the actual act. So I show up at the polls. What they can't do is say, hey, I was black, I was purple, I was whatever. It's equal access to everybody. Fine. What the hell's got anything wrong with that? But then they took the vote screening process. Who is entitled to go in there and cast a vote is not a citizen of the United States. That's what people can't understand. Okay?
Thank you.
Bye. Yep. And that's what makes this thing that I found absolutely a killer. but I've got to read this because they give some cases and stuff, and they're saying it in plain dang English. The 10th Amendment has no protection under the 14th and 15th Amendment of the United States. It says so right here, and it's true. The 10th Amendment has no application to the 13th, 14th, or 15th Amendments. Why could that be? How could that be? I thought the Constitution was written with the Bill of Rights and the amendments to have application to everything. They're telling us right here in plain English. And they got cited a Supreme Court case. This is the District of South Carolina. It's Cordon versus Reno, 1995. And I was looking into that case, but I hadn't researched it out yet. But I know why. The 10th Amendment has no application to the 13th and the 14th and 15th. Does that not raise a question in somebody's mind? Sheesh. Back in a minute.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux is really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder, and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully, there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Okay, we're back here. It's really difficult, I understand, because I've talked to a lot of people about this, to separate the fact that you're a citizen of one of the several states. The 10th Amendment doesn't nothing. It's irrelevant to the 14th and the 15th and the 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendments. Why is that? Doesn't that raise a question of just basic logic? I thought all these things are all supposed to work together. Did I tell you there's two types of something going on here? The 10th Amendment only has, if you're a citizen of one of the several states, if you're a citizen of the United States, you can take the 10th Amendment and flush it. It's irrelevant. Courts have said so, and they're right. 10th Amendment is irrelevant because the state is not one of the several states, and you're not one of we the people. You and me. That's this case here. Just like I say, is one I was reading it in this thing here. This is 913F period SUPP 936, a 1995 case. This comes out of the District of South Carolina. It's one they cite. 913F period SUPP period 946. Like I say, if you want these cases, if you don't want to have to look them up, just send me an email at irs@alaskaminuteman.com and ask for them. Tell me what you're looking for so I can send them to you. Or you can look them up, whatever. I'm going to send out this document because this is a killer and I haven't got through it by any chances. But it was the research that I was working on, and I like to have confessions from the other side. See, they call me Father Ralph. They come in the confessional. You know what I do? I rat them out. They confess, and I rat it out to the whole world. My congressional thing is not privileged. I got loose lips. Can't keep government secrets. Our republic, until we find out who we are, like I say, Trump is making major changes, but this is why there's no rule of law. I don't know if Trump knows this or not. I mean, this is, it's only so much one man can be aware of. I mean, that man is a talented businessman making deals and that sort of stuff. He's a genius, 152 IQ. And we're getting the Supreme Court and hopefully getting more of these appellate courts so we can actually get some constitutional decisions, because the Ninth Circus out there is ridiculous. Even the Fourth Circuit, the Eighth Circuit, Fifth Circuit. I've been in a lot of these circuits helping different people, following, giving research documents, and these decisions, state of Minnesota right now, like in Rapper's case. Well, means doesn't mean anything. It's a nuance. Really? It's a nuance? Means is the exclusive brand new use of something, as dog means cat or dog means moon, dog means anything. It does not mean a dog if it says means. What's that nuance? It's hard to get these guys cornered, but one thing I am finding out is that just like in Rappert's case, there was no appellee brief. In Thornton's case, they admitted at the Eighth Circuit, well, we're going to agree with it, but we're not going to enforce it. So they come back with Thornton with the Star Chamber thing, because they were bound determined to get him. And then, of course, when James McAlpine got out of when they walked away, which is the first books and records I've ever seen, they walked away and said, we don't want to play. Well, they put somebody undercover and come back. Now he's being criminally charged. 4 years later. They don't like to lose. Like I say, I've got this, get this stuff written up. It's easy to talk about it, but put it together is really difficult. As I say, what's up for the federales everywhere, and God willing, we will see you next Sunday.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.